I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. New figures out of Detroit today show the continuing recovery of the American automobile industry. General Motors says sales of its cars and trucks in the U.S. climbed more than 6% last year. Those numbers are certainly encouraging, but they don't come near the figures for car sales in Argentina. They're going through the sunroof. But here's the thing. Many Argentines are not buying cars to drive them. They're buying cars as a hedge against inflation. Julia Kamari-Drapkin sent us this report from Buenos Aires.
Hernán Valdés and his girlfriend Milagros Guerin are the proud owners of a brand new Peugeot.
Vamos.
It's a gray compact, immaculate, and still has that new car smell 2 months after they drove it home from the dealership.
Es un olor muy lindo, pero bueno, todavía no lo perdió.
A year from now, it still might smell new. Valdés says they plan to keep it in a garage most of the time. They'll use it on weekends or holidays, if at all.
El tráfico puede ser es bastante complicado.
The traffic in Buenos Aires is pretty hectic, he says. And with a great public transportation system, nobody really needs to drive here. Argentines like Hernán Valdés are buying cars to park their savings. With inflation expected to reach 30% next year, people reason it's better to buy a car than to watch their money disappear. And many Argentines have money to spend, since Argentina is one of Latin America's fastest-growing economies.
El que puede comprar inmuebles, compra inmuebles.
Those who can, buy property. Those who can't, buy cars, says Valdés. And in record numbers, too, according to another Hernán.
El negocio este año estamos llegando a un récord histórico dentro de la Argentina.
Hernán Dietrich is the owner of one of Argentina's largest car dealerships. Car sales nationwide are up nearly 70% from last year. And Dietrich says inflation definitely factors into the decision to buy.
Quizás uno vendía un auto un año después más caro de lo que lo había comprado.
In 1 year, he says, you can sell your car for more money than what you paid for it. In the United States, a new car depreciates about 20% in value as soon as it leaves the lot, but not in Argentina.
Esa pérdida en la Argentina.
Here the loss is absorbed by inflation, says Dietrich, and the equation balances out. With chronic inflation in Argentina, there's no incentive to save. And for higher-income earners with access to credit, there's an added incentive to spend. You can actually profit.
Es una forma de ganar en un año.
That's the first Hernán again, Hernán Valdés. Now, to buy his new Peugeot, he got a 5-year loan with fixed payments at 16%. But with annual inflation believed to be 26%, his effective rate of interest is negative.
So it is a freebie.
Carnegie Mellon economist Lee Brandstetter says it's like getting free money.
I mean, imagine that you could take out a mortgage to buy a house and the mortgage had a negative interest rate. How cool would that be, right? If I could borrow at a negative interest rate, I would have bought a much bigger house.
The reason there's effectively negative interest rates, he says, is that the government has been underreporting its official inflation rate to help pay off its own debts. The inflationary spending works great in the short term, but it undermines the basic foundations of the financial system and long-term growth. And Argentina has had problems with chronic inflation and even hyperinflation since the 1950s. Brandstetter likens Argentina's addiction to inflationary spending to watching a relative with extraordinary potential fall prey to an alcohol problem again and again.
There's Uncle Bob, you know, he's drinking again. He winds back up in jail. I mean, some of us have these people in our families, and it's horrible to watch.
But Brandstetter says Argentina's government is unlikely to act on inflation anytime soon, given that tackling inflation can result in a recession. And next year is an election year.
And the last thing a president wants when an election is looming is for growth to slow down.
Meanwhile, as Argentines spend more to save more, it stokes even more inflation. Hernán Valdés says that people who can't buy cars are buying flat-screen televisions or cell phones.
El que no puede comprar autos compra flat TV.
But as a financial analyst himself at an international bank, he knows this is the bright side of inflation.
Pero en algún momento se va a acabar esto.
This has to end sometime, he says. You can buy one flat-screen TV, maybe two, but you really don't need them. He adds, you're not going to put a flat-screen TV in the bathroom. For The World, I'm Julia Kamari-Drapkin, Buenos Aires.